Sabine 7020. Okay. Are you ready to get started today and play some games with me?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go ahead and hit whatever buzzer you'd like. And before we get started, I want our friend to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
A social robot, that's cool.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Sabine.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Orange.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Awesome. So Jibo's gonna help us out later on. We're first gonna start with our red game. So for this one, I want you to tell me this letter, what the picture is, and then if you can think of anything else that starts with that letter. So we'll first start.
A, apple, alligator.
Nice.
B, boy, banana. C, cookies, crocodile. D, duck. Dutch hound. E, elephant. Can I say a name of somebody I know?
Mm-hmm.
He's my brother. F, fish, fun. Okay. G, guitar.
Think of an animal that goes baa.
Goat. H, house, horse. I, ice, iguana. J, juice, jump. K, key, kite. L, leaf, laugh. M, monkey, man. N, nose, I'm not sure about that one. Narwhal.
There you go.
O, orange orangutan. P, plate, porcupine. Q, quack, queen. R, red, wug. S, spider. Spatula.
Yeah.
T, table, turtle. U, umbrella. Unicorn.
What'd you say?
Unicorn.
That's a good one.
V, vacuum.
On your shoes. What do you use to put on your shoes? And you strap it.
Velcro.
Velcro.
W, watch, Wallace. X, X-ray. Yeah, I can't
remember. This is kind of hard. There's an instrument called a xylophone.
Yeah.
Can you say that word?
Xylophone. Why yogurt yellow? Z, zebra, zipper.
Nice. You did an awesome job. You can go ahead and hit whatever buzzer you want.
You're doing an awesome job.
Jibo thinks so too. Alrighty, we're going to play the orange game this time. So this one's numbers. So I want you to go ahead and say the numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20.
What did you, what did it go up by?
5.
Yeah. What do you think the next one's going to be?
25.
You got it.
25, 30, 35.
Oh.
Oh, 40, 50.
What's it going up by now?
10, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
What do you think's next?
110, 200, 500.
This one's a really big one.
1,000.
Alrighty. Have you done math like this in school?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and read it out for me.
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Nice.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Have you done multiplication?
No.
Okay, so we can just read it then.
6 times 3 equals 18.
We'll read this
one too. 21 divided by 3 equals 7.
Nice job. You did a great job with all the math too. Go ahead and hit another buzzer. Okay.
Great job.
Thanks, Jibo. He thinks you're doing good too. So we're going to do the yellow game this time. And this one's kind of like these big flashcards. And they're going to be a bunch of silly words.
Bell.
So, yeah. So we have, if we have one bell, now we have...
Two bells. Quib. Two quibs.
We're going to call this one a pipe.
A what?
A pipe.
Pipe?
Mm-hmm. So now we have...
Two pipes. Walk. Two walks.
This one we're going to call a foo.
Foo. Two foos.
This one we're going to call a kel.
Kel. Two kels. Lamp.
We're going to call it a light.
A light. Two lights.
This we're gonna call a grib.
Grib. Two gribs.
This we're gonna call a yawk.
Yawk. Two yawks. Shoe. Two shoes.
This we're gonna call a mip.
Mip. Two mips.
We're gonna call this a smide.
Smide. Two smides.
We're going to call this a yag.
Yag, two yags. Sandwich.
We're going to call it a snack.
Yeah. Snack, two snacks. Cup, mug. Mug or
first
cup?
Cup.
Mm-hmm. Two cups. Boat.
We're going to call this a ship.
Ship, two ships. Purse.
We're going to call it a bag.
Bag, two bags.
This one we're going to call a skack.
Skack. Two skacks. Slide. Two slides.
And this last one we're going to call a dup.
Dup. Two dups.
Nice job. You flew through those ones too. So go ahead and hit whatever buzzer you want. Did you hit?
You're doing great.
Awesome. You hit the green color, and we're about to play the green game. Perfect. Okay, so for this game, Jibo's going to teach us how to play.
Today, We're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Alrighty. So, let's start here. I want you to tell me everything you see in this picture.
I see fish and a lion and a boat and a boy and a dragonfly and lily pads and a flower and plants and the sky and water and I see leaves too. Yeah, and that's it.
What do you think's going on?
The fish are swimming, and the boat's going past them.
Where do you think they're going in the boat?
To an island, maybe.
What are they gonna do on the island?
I don't know.
Would you get in a boat with a lion?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it might eat me.
Because why?
It might eat me.
It might eat you? Would you get in a boat with any other animal?
Maybe, depending on which animal it was.
Which one would you?
Koala.
A koala? These are super cuddly, right? Would they just hug you the whole way there?
Maybe.
Maybe. Have you ever been in a boat before?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? What'd you do?
Well, I've been in a kayak, a canoe, and some other boats.
Really? So did you have to paddle it yourself?
No. My mom paddled.
Yeah.
So we both did it.
Where'd you ride on the kayaks? Where'd you go?
Well, we live. Yeah. So, we didn't really go anywhere. We just went out on the lake and went back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We live near, if you know where that is. So we went there.
Oh, cool.
And,
that sounds so fun.
Yeah. And my brother, he, was on a paddleboard.
Mm-hmm. Did he fall off?
No, but my cousin did.
Oh no.
Because they tied their boards together with their life jackets.
Oh no. They couldn't stay on. Oh man. Are you a good swimmer?
Yeah.
You like to swim too? Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture? Alright, we'll go to the next one. So tell me what you see in this picture.
Planes. People, airplanes, and the boy is making a really big mess.
Mm-hmm.
And trucks and a fish and books and a dresser on bed. And he's looks like he might be throwing the paper airplanes out the window because the window's open. And he's pretending to be a pilot because he has the hat on. And he has a bunch of pillows in his room, and I only have two pillows.
You what?
He has a bunch of pillows in his room, and I only get two pillows.
You only get two pillows? Does your room look like this?
Nope.
Is yours clean or messy?
Messy.
Messy? You said he was pretending. What's he pretending to do?
To be a pilot.
What do you like to pretend to do? Have you ever pretended to be a pilot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
He's standing on his bed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tree outside his window. And I think that the paper airplanes are gonna fly out the window and get stuck on the tree. And then he has another window. And wait, no. No, he doesn't have another window. For some reason, I thought that was a window. Mm. But he has a picture with dots on it. I have a picture kind of like that.
You have one like that? Yeah. Wait, what does yours look like?
It has like dots on that it too.
What color is it? What color is it?
A lot of different colors.
Oh,
yeah. And he has his imagination above him.
Do you like using your imagination? What do you like to think about?
A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
You're doing a great job. So same thing, what's going on here?
Well, she's a scientist and there's an octopus behind her hole using her stuff. And she's holding a light bulb. So it looks like she might have invented the light bulb. And there's a couple mouses. And she has posters like those. And she has a bunch of jars on her shelf. And the octopus, it looks like he's like taking whole things or using them. And she looks like she's going somewhere. And she has a bunch of books. He's trying to, like, take her stuff or, like, see what she's doing.
Okay. Is he being nosy?
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't even notice him.
He doesn't? So he's being secretive about it?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they?
In a lab. Or it could be her pets, maybe.
Could be, too.
But I don't think she'd have a pet octopus.
Why not?
Because they live in water, and for some reason he's not in water.
Yeah. Could you keep an octopus in your bathtub?
It might be too big.
What do people do in labs?
They create and like inventions.
Mm-hmm.
And but she looks like a kid. Yes.
Have you ever done an experiment before? Like what?
I forget because it was a while ago, but I've done one before.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you see in this picture? Alright, we'll go to our last picture of this game.
There are a bunch of vegetables and one's giant. And there are a bunch of slugs trying to get the vegetables, it looks like. And looks like she's picking the vegetables. But it looks like they're all like radishes. And there's a fence around them that doesn't stop the slugs. and she has a shovel. Her hair's in a ponytail, so it must be hot.
There we go.
Okay. Her hair's in a ponytail, so it must be hot.
It's hot outside?
Yeah, and she's wearing, so, because her hair's in a ponytail, so it looks like it's hot. And another clue that it's hot is there's no snow, and vegetables don't usually grow in the winter. So it might be spring. And I think the slugs are looking at the giant radish. And I think that the slugs are thinking that they want the radish. That the slugs are also going after the smaller ones because there are a lot more of them. And I think she's carrying the radish to her house so that she can make soup.
Have you ever gardened before?
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that?
I found a garlic thing, and that was like near the compost bin, and there were a bunch of garlic on it, so I planted them because they were already starting to grow. So I planted them. And I haven't checked on them lately, so I'm not sure how they're doing, but I planted them in the spring.
Oh. Anything else you see in this picture? Mm-hmm. Alrighty, we're all done with this game. You can go ahead and hit another button. I'm gonna re-clip it. Here, can you look up a little bit? I'm gonna hit your shield. There we go. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so for the blue game, do you like reading?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wanna do some reading for me?
Okay.
Let me go ahead and start here. Read out loud.
It was Bab's birthday, and she was excited to take a birthday surprise to school. Bab made cupcakes and cookie bake oven to take to school as her surprise. Bab's mom helped her. Bab liked to frost the top. She spread yellow, pink, blue, green, and orange frosting on top of each treat. Bab liked orange the best. When it was time for Bab to go to school, she did not ride the bus. She did not want her surprise to get squashed. So Bab's mom drove her to school in the van. Bab felt very special. She was happy to share with her class. After lunch, her teacher said, "Class, it is time to sing for Bab's birthday." Mr. Glad had Bab come to the front of the class. She got to sit in the chair with wheels as the class sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bab. Happy birthday to you. Bab smiled. She started passing out her treats and let each student pick one. Bab wanted to eat an orange one, so she set it on her desk. When she got to the last student, there were 3 cupcakes left. Fawn said, "Thank you. I wanted an orange one, but they are gone." Bab looked at the orange one on her desk. She thought, "I want to share on my birthday. I will give the orange one to Fawn." Bab gave Fawn the orange cupcake and took a pink one for herself. Both girls smiled as they ate Bab's birthday surprise.
Nice. You're awesome, Rita. You want to read some more for me?
Jaden loves football. He and his brothers wanted to play football in the park. "Be home before dark," said Mama. "The park is not safe at night." Jaden and the boys went out to the park. It began getting dark. Jaden wanted to go home, but his brothers did not. Jaden did not want Mama to be mad, but he was afraid to go home by himself. Jaden had an idea. He caught the ball and ran fast. "Come back," the boys called, but Jaden ran home. His brothers ran behind him. "Good. It is not dark," said Mama. "Eat some hot apple pie and ice cream." The boys were happy. Mama was happy the boys were safe. George Washington Carver was a smart black man. He helped farmers with a big problem. A long time ago, farmers needed food and did not know what to plant. They were hungry. The farmers needed to grow good food to eat. They needed to grow food to sell too. George told them to plant peanuts. Farmers could eat peanuts. He thought of a lot of ways to cook peanuts. Farmers also used the peanut plants to make things. George thought of a lot of things that peanuts could make. From peanuts, he made paint and makeup. Many people think George Washington Carver made peanut butter. But this is not true. George was smart, and he helped people. This is not true.
What?
I said this was not true, but this is not true.
Oh, that's okay. Awesome. You did great. You can go ahead and hit one of the buzzers for me. Okay. We're going to go to our pink game. So for this game, I want you to tell me what they're doing and how you do it.
They're brushing their teeth, and I get my toothbrush away and put toothpaste on it, and then brush them.
Where do you brush your teeth?
In the bathroom.
And when do you brush your teeth?
In the morning and night.
Sure.
Washing his hands. I put water on them and then soap, and then I rinse after I scrub. And I do that in the bathroom and sometimes in the sink. Mm-hmm. He's tying his shoes. I don't really tie them because I don't have shoes that tie. Mm-hmm. But if I did, then I would then I'd do it in the garage or in the basement. She's pouring her cereal. I do that in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. How do you make cereal?
Well, I pour in the cereal and then put the milk in.
You like cereal?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
Cheerio.
Cheerios? Do you like the honey nut ones or just the regular ones?
Regular. He's putting on a sweater, and if I do that when it's winter, and I usually do it in the basement. In the basement or in the living room. She's putting frosting on the cupcakes. I do it like she's doing. I put the frosting in the squeezer and then I squeeze it. Mm-hmm. And I do that in the kitchen.
Do you make cupcakes a lot?
No.
No?
Not too much, but too much. I've made them before.
What do you like to decorate then?
I like sprinkles and frosting. She is painting, I depends on what it is. If it's watercolors, I get my paintbrush wet and dip it in and then brush on the paper. If it's regular, I just dip it in the pan, brush on the paper. And I usually do it on my deck.
What's she painting?
A sun.
What do you like to paint?
A lot of different things.
Like what?
I like to paint like the sky, mm-hmm, and the ground and elephants.
Elephants? Are those hard to paint? Easy? Do you name your elephants when you paint them?
No.
Have you seen an elephant before?
I might have in a zoo. He's buckling. I usually pull the thing and put it in the...
Where do you wear a buckle?
In the car. Oh, yeah. She's feeding all stuffed animals. I don't really do that, but... When I do it at the kitchen table. Or not the kitchen table, the dining room. Mm-hmm.
What do you think they're feeding today?
Soup, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or maybe nothing.
It looks like
nothing. Mm-hmm.
Pretend. Do you like to play pretend with your stuffed animals? Mm-hmm. What do you do with them?
I do a lot of different stuff. I don't really remember, but they're dressing up. I usually dress up by putting on a shirt and shorts, and I do that in the basement. I think, I do it in the basement. They are sliding down a slide. I usually sit at the top and go down, and I do that in my yard.
So what if there's two people there?
Then you do, then somebody does it, and then you wait, and then you do it.
You can't go at the same time?
No.
Why not?
Because you crash into the other person. He's playing soccer. I play soccer on a team, and I usually dribble the ball and shoot into the goal. And I do it at the Walmart soccer fields.
This will be our last one. What are they doing?
They are building with blocks. I usually put one block down and then build on top of it, or build like on the side and then on top of those. Mm-hmm. And I usually do that in my living room or in my room.
What do you like to build big towers?
Yeah. And castles.
Do you have your toys play inside the castle?
Sometimes.
Annie, you did a great job. You can go ahead and hit all the buzzers.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Jibo. So we're all done with our games. Do you want to see Jibo dance or make pizza? Which one?
Pizza.
Make pizza? Can you ask Jibo?
Did you know I can bake pizza? Watch me.
I'm on Linux.
Oh.
There we go. Whoa. Boom. Awesome. Thanks, Jibo.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
There we go. I'm going to put the mask back on, and then I'm going to take the mic off. Scoot it back. Oops. You did such an awesome job. Are you awesome? You might want to scoot back first. There we go.
Can you wait for
her
mom?
Her mom's right there.
Thank you,
Steve.
You did a great
job.
Great
job helping us out today. It was so good to talk to you. I'll come walk you out, so I think your mom's right there.
Yeah.
I'm on Linux.
I just restarted him, so I did like the refresh
scale.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. Let's plug him in. We got two.
But I'm glad it is towards the end.
Me too. I don't. Yeah, she didn't see him.
Face there.
And he was still. Yeah.
Oh, frick! I totally forgot to ask her mom. I thought she was gonna come in. Her birthday. She put the date today. Instead of the birthday.
I'm sure they are.
I need to find you on the road.